We are learning the Tshuvot Ravadi Yosef, Shelot B'Tshuvot Chavedat, Chelek Gimel, tonight, Siman Mem Zayin. Fascinating question, particularly for what it says and what it doesn't say, and who it says it from. I'll read it. Mai da Torah l'gabei pirsumim b'zman ha'achon b'klei ha'tikshoret v'b'itonim, al yedei gormim shonim ha'chorim l'kahal rav l'hitzteref v'amonehem l'limud Torah ha'kabbalah. The popularization of Kabbalah among non-mekubalim. Meaning, those mekubalim know who they are. I'm meaning for the rest of us. We'll talk later about the Kabbalah Center. That's a different story entirely. We're talking even among from Jews. The popularization of Kabbalah for, you know, people like us, regular, simple people. Is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? So on the one hand, bringing people closer to Torah, that's great. People learning Torah, getting closer to God is wonderful, but is this the right way to be doing it? So what's most fascinating is Rav Azar is going to say no. But he's going to do it by quoting Mekubalim. Meaning, it's not like, oh, you can't touch the book. You got to put it down. That's not what it is. Yeah, to bring an idea from here, an idea from there, to learn things here and there, that's fine. That's not the problem. How do I know? Because he does it in the tshuva that tells you, you shouldn't. So apparently this is all acceptable. What he doesn't want people to do is like spend their time focusing on this. He wants them to learn Shas first. So what does that mean? So he says, look, the Zohar itself says there's nothing like learning Kabbalah. The Zohar in Parashat Pekudei talks about the terrible onus, the terrible punishment of someone who doesn't. And the tremendous sachar that someone who does. There's a Midrash Mishlei, which is really beautiful. It's a little lengthy. It says that in Yom HaDin, the future Yom HaDin, in Shemaim, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to come to each person and say, why do you only get up to where you were? Meaning, someone who only knows Torah and doesn't know Mishnah, he's asking me, what happened to Mishnah? Someone who knows Mishnah but not Gemara, what happened to Gemara? What, if you only know this and you don't know that, what happened to the next level? Why didn't you push yourself? Why didn't you do more? So the very last one is, you learn Gemara, but did you learn Ma'aseh Merkava, which is the Gemara's terminology for Chochmat HaKabbalah? It is only kana'a v'korat ruach b'olami ela b'sha'as t'talmidei chachamim oskim b'torah v'tzavim b'merkava. That's the greatest kana'a HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets. So clearly, it has a tremendous value. Rav Chaim Vital Nesara Gilgulim, he says, you know, the Torah, there's pardes, four different ways to learn Torah. Pshat, Remez, Drash, Sod. Each one of them is necessary. You have to work on each level. You have to fulfill each person has an obligation to try to do on each level. And then he says, wait a minute. But we're talking about who. Who has this obligation? He says, Talmid Chacham Asher Yirat Hashem Yotzaro V'Kvar Milek Kreiso B'Shat Poskim. Meaning, this is the icing on the cake. If you just eat the icing without the cake, you don't have cake. You don't have icing. There's no icing without a cake. Maybe the analogy collapses. But the kitzur is the additional part. How did he prove it? First of Gemara Brachot writes, Miyom Shachar Ofed HaMikdash, you have to know halacha. You have to know Gemara first. The Gemara Chagigah, which talks about learning Ma'aseh Merkava, en Muslim Sitrei Torah, ela lemi sheyes bo chamisha dvarim, Sitrei Torah, kol Metorat Nistar, only the someone who has the following five characteristics. Now the Gemara has to explain what they mean. Sar chamisim, nesu panim, yoetz, chacham arashim, venavon lachash, five terms that aren't very clear. But the Gemara says, you have to know Chamisha Chumshei Torah. You have to be a leader in the generation. You have to be Chacham, Tamil Chacham, HaMachkinet Rabotav. You have to be someone who can be Mechadesh Divrei Torah, and only then can someone teach this person, Chochmat Torah Tanistar. And it's not just the Gemara. Rav Chaim Vital writes like this, in the Haftamah, the Shar Haftamot. I mean, in the Sefer, the textbook of Arizal Kabbalah, Rav Moshe Cordovero, the Sefer Eitz Chaim, the Shlach Kadosh, the Rama even closest in Shulchan Aruch. The Rama, most people aren't aware, was a Mekubal. The Rama on the Sukh Chochmat HaKabbalah. He's usually quoted just as the Ashkenazi authority on Shulchan Aruch, Rav Moshe Israelis. But he knew. He also knew Kabbalah. It wasn't included here. He wasn't included in the Shulchan Aruch, seemingly. He says, En la adam la tehel b'pardes, dahinu la'asok b'kabbalah, el arak la'achar simile koresa b'sar v'yayin. You have to, it's a dessert. You can't start with the dessert. You have to start with the main meal. The Rama has a sefer called Torah Ha'olah. Most people know the Rama wrote the commentary to Shulchan Aruch. He also has Shelot V'Tshuvot. He also has a sefer Torah Chatat. on most of Ilchot Yerodea, he also has a Sefer Torah Ta'ola, Machshavot, and he writes in this, V'lo ra'iti mi'amai v'dor hazeh ish mekubal yodea davar al bo'yav mitzad ha'kabbalah mitit. He says, I don't know anyone in my generation who knows this well. V'rabim mehamon, so this is not a new phenomenon. V'rabim mehamon ha'am kol echad kofetz l'mod b'torat ha'kabbalah sarhita ha'valai 9. Everyone jumps to learn it. He's writing in the 1500s. Kegon ha'zor v'arekanti v'sefer sarei ora. They're jumping to read these farim. Aval b'sadi v'lem stumim v'inamu v'anim al p'yayim eh. They don't understand what they're talking about. You have to have a tradition. Because they don't have a tradition. They're just jumping to do this. So first of all, I feel somewhat reassured. This is not a 20th century phenomenon. This is something that existed in the 1500s also. And he says people are doing this and they don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're talking about. They can't read a Chumash. They can't read a Gemara, but they're learning Kabbalah. He says it's ridiculous even in his day. The Maharsha writes like this also in Kiddushin. Mikan moda rabam chal otam darshanim adarshim berabim besod Hashem baruchu berusho bekama serufim. The Maharsha is not saying just on the people who are learning it, but on people who are teaching it. What are you teaching it? What are you doing? You're teaching people things that they maybe understand here or there. They're going to get misinterpretations. They're going to get the wrong idea. The Chayyadam writes like this, and the Gaon Mivilna also. The Gaon Mivilna, we usually don't think of a Mekubal, but he wrote a perush on Sefer Yetzirah. The Gaon Mivilna was Baki Bekosi Chadrei Torah. He also was a tremendous baki in all of these things, and he quotes Zohar all the time. And he even thinks, he writes also, you have to be careful. You have to know. It's a later stage. Yeah, and at that later stage, Rav Avadia has another tshuva where he encourages it. It's encouraged for people who have already learned, but people who don't, then not. And then he brings proofs of people who G'dolei HaPoskim in our generations, G'dolim who themselves avoided doing this. And the greatest one, I think, one of the greatest examples here is the Ben Ish Chai. The Ben Ish Chai has a Shelot V'Tshuvot. He has questions, he has a response called Rav Pe'alim. Now, he's going to quote a Tshuva from the Rav Pe'alim, where when he was still young, when he was 25 years old, so he wanted to learn Kavanot of the Tfilah, Kavanot of the Kabbalah. So he asked Rabbi Eliyahu Mani. Rabbi Eliyahu Mani was the Mekubal G'dol HaDor in the Yeshiva in Hebron. We have we have Sarim from him. He's one of the Gdolei Mekubalim. And he writes, he said, you shouldn't do it. You shouldn't do it. You have to first make sure you know plenty of Shas HaBok. This is the Ben Ish Chai writing about himself. Now you have to know the Shelot Rav Pe'alim, that's why it's called Rav Pe'alim, because all of the Sarim in the Ben Ish Chai are based on Pasuk or about the Benayel Ben Yoyada. In the back of each volume of Rav Pe'alim is another set of Shelot V'Tshuvot. So each Chelok of Rav Pe'alim has in the back Shelot V'Tshuvot Sod Yisharim. Sod Yisharim are Shelot V'Tshuvot Al Pi Kabbalah. This is the Ben Ish Chai writing. The Ben Ish Chai was this guy. He wrote, you know, and he's saying that he wasn't supposed to do it at age 25 from Rav Eliyahu Mani. And the point is, Rav is quoting the Kubalim, telling him that this is something that's appropriate for those who already have learned. You don't have to be able to, it's seemingly, you don't have to be able to quote Shas by heart, but you have to be able to have reached a certain level. He then goes on to two other points that I should just point out. One is you have to make sure you have the right teacher. It has to be, there's a big emphasis on who teaches these things, not to learn on one's own, but there's the word Kabbalah itself means tradition. You have to have a tradition, you have to have a Kabbalah from a teacher who knows this. And then he goes off on this whole other thing, this Kabbalistim. He doesn't even call them Mekubalim. The Kabbalim are real people. These Kabbalistim are, you know, people who are popularizing and teaching Kabbalah to the masses and centers and whatnot, Jewish people. It's a joke. He says, the content's a joke. They don't even know what they're talking about. How can you start with, it doesn't make any sense. You have people not Shomrei Torah Mitzvot who are going to be doing, it doesn't make any sense whatsoever. He says, that doesn't make any sense. He even quotes the Pasuk that we saw from yesterday's Tshuva, that, person should stay far away, certainly from that type of a teaching. But generally speaking, it's meant for those who have already mastered at least a good level of Shas and Poskim. And then, yes, he's encouraging of it. He doesn't think it's meant to be, in a different tshuva, it's not meant to be only for this esoteric elite. It's great for everybody to do. Once they've learned Gemara, once they've learned Shulchan Aruch, once they can know how to learn, then it's an appropriate thing for those who know how to learn how to do But until that point, not.